a friend of mine who's renounced his faith. And, you know, relatively pretty smart guy, but it's like he's lost his belief in absolute truth. And,
okay.
And he's gone into relative truth because for him, and you try to go back on the fact, well, you know, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And he would bring up the argument that it's relative because if you look at a country like Canada that is high value on, you know, treating women right, for instance,
you
would say, well, look at, you know, look at Saudi Arabia that doesn't.
Sure.
So how is that then, like, because we would say, you know, stealing is wrong, but in that country, treating women with dignity isn't the same as it is in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, how would you respond to that?
Yeah, there's a couple of things going on there. First, if someone says there is no truth, like absolute truth, I have a question.
Is that true?
Is it true? But it's like, and this isn't a game.
Yeah.
This is logic here. Mm. Is it true that there is no truth? What's he going to say? No, it's not true? Then why are you saying it? And if it is true, then you've actually refuted yourself.
Mm.
So the concept of relativism is self-refuting. It is self-defeating.
Mm.
And therefore, it cannot possibly be true. Mm. So that's the first problem. The second problem, actually, this idea that it's true that in Canada, we have women's rights. You go to Saudi Arabia and you don't have those same rights. Does that mean that there is no truth to the matter? And that's like saying, I used to be a math teacher. Okay, and I would get lots of answers to certain math questions. Now, the fact that I got lots of answers to a math question doesn't mean that there is no true answer.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? My students probably would have loved that there is no true answer. We all get the right answer, right? No, it doesn't work like that. There was a true answer. And just like math, morality works that way. And so what we want to say is, look, the way they treat women in Saudi Arabia is not right. And as a culture, because there's a moral law, an objective moral law, that human beings are made in the image of God and deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. Mm. And when we do that in Canada, we are doing the right thing. When they don't do that in other countries, then they're doing something wrong. Mm. Now, from his point of view, he can't say what they're doing is wrong. He can say that he doesn't like it.
Right.
Yeah. But he can't say that what we do is the right thing and what they do is the wrong thing. You see the problem there?
Mm. Yeah.
He can't condemn anything as morally wrong, as morally evil. And I mean, this just seems to be mistaken. It seems to be wrong. I mean, you take an extreme example like the Holocaust or whatever, and or torturing philosophers like to talk about torturing babies for the fun of it. Like, it's the most extreme, heinous example you could possibly think of. Do we really want to say that that isn't wrong? No, of course not. We would want to say that is absolutely wrong. And if there's just one thing wrong in the universe, Dave, then that means there's an objective moral law.